Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Attending church is an eternal matter. It's not an earthly get-together. It's not a fellowship time you should be thinking about. It's an eternal matter. What feeds your soul? The Word of God. So that you're not deceived and you will make heaven. In Acts chapter 17 and 10, it tells us that the believers sent Paul and Silas to Berea. And when they arrived there, they went to the Jewish synagogue, and the people of Berea were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica. They wanted to hear what they had to say. They were listening eagerly to the message. But they searched the scriptures day after day to see if Paul and Silas were teaching the truth. Would to God that the church would do that today. You can't just receive what someone is telling you over the pulpit. Where's the verse? Where does it say it? Let me read it. Let me hear it. Let me see it. What is wrong with the church today that we allow someone to get up and just spew out their ideas and not being like the church in Berea and say, show it to me, buddy. Where does it say that in the Bible? That's why so many people are confused today. God didn't say it. Somebody else's idea. Because God's word is truth. And whatever God says will come to pass. Let's give God's word appreciation. This is the word. This is it. This is what we follow. Not man's opinion. Now, the devil doesn't want believers to possess the fear of the Lord. The devil is using this world and its culture to attempt to dumb down our commitment to God and his church. Okay, ushers, lock the doors. Because it's working with a lot of people already. The devil is tempting us to make our daily lives and our families our priority. His deception is our buy-in to say, yeah, we're too busy to go to church. We're too busy to be there. We're too busy to give because we have a planned vacation. We don't have time for God's purposes because we're up and doing. We can't fulfill the assignments of God because we have our own plans. And by the way, God understands all this. He knows we're busy. But Jesus called the devil the father of lies and deception. He is. Listen to what Jesus said in John 8 and 44. He was talking to religious leaders. He said, you are of your father, the devil. Jesus was direct. There was no pushover. You are of your father, the devil. And you love to do evil things like he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth. The devil hates the truth. Why would you believe the devil? Why would you believe someone who hates the truth? The Bible says there's no truth in him. That means he can't tell the truth. In fact, when he lies, it's consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. One translation says he tells so many lies, he doesn't even know what the truth is anymore. Don't listen to the devil. He ain't on the level. He's a liar. When you possess the fear of God in your life, then God is your priority. God is first. Don't talk to me what you got to do. Talk to God about what you got to do. Get the approval from Him. But don't tell me God understands. God is my priority. Listen to what Jesus demanded in Luke chapter 14 and 26. If you want to be my disciple, you must hate everyone else by comparison. That's a strong word, hate. The translation means love less. You've got to love everybody less than you love God, or you can't be a Christian. Are those doors locked? Keep them locked. If you want to be my disciple, you must hate everyone else by comparison. And then he gets specific about it. He said, I'm talking about your father. I'm talking about your mother, your wife, your husband, and your children, your brothers and your sisters. Yes, and even your own life. Otherwise, you can't be my disciple. There's a lot of people saying they're following the Lord, and you're not. You can't be his disciple if he's not first. There was a survey that came out a few years ago asking Christians, what was the closest relationship in their life? Do you know what they chose? Family. See, we think that's the right answer, but it's not. When you go into the Word, you see wrong answer, wrong answer. If you want to be God's disciple, if you want to be Christ's disciple, you must hate everyone else in comparison. He has to be first in your life. One day you will stand before God for yourself. No one can get you into heaven. And nobody can get you out of hell. There is no get out of hell free cards. All the people you know cannot affect your eternal relationship with God. You can't blame anyone else. You can't say it's their fault for keeping you out. When God establishes a covenant with the children of Israel, He taught them to fear Him in the manner that He came. Now, we're talking about the fear of the Lord, defeating the enemy. The enemy is the devil. Now, I want you to hear how God came to establish a covenant relationship with Israel. It's found in Exodus chapter 19 and 10. And it says here that the Lord told Moses, go down and prepare the people for my arrival. How do you get ready for God's visit to your house? Some people say, I know what I'll do. I'll just move. You won't find me. That won't work. God knows where you are. The children of Israel were confronted with, I'm about to meet God. Oh, my goodness. So this is what the Lord said. He said, consecrate them today and tomorrow. Listen, and have them wash their clothing. Don't tell me God's not particular about what you wear. Keep those doors locked. Verse 16 says, then it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there was thundering and there was lightning. There was a thick cloud on the mountain and the sound of the trumpet was very loud, blowing. That doesn't sound like a trumpet, but just go along with me. So that all the people who are in the camp were afraid and they were trembling. You're seeing thunder, you're seeing lightning. You're hearing a trumpet blowing. You see no trumpet playing, no trumpet player. So you tremble in the camp. And Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God. Come on, let's go. Come on, you look, you got to go. The Bible says they stood at the foot of the mountain and they looked down. And this is what they said. The Bible says in verse 18, now Mount Sinai was completely filled with smoke because the Lord descended upon it in the form of fire. The form of fire, a mountain on fire. Where are we going, Moses? That mountain's on fire. We're going to meet with God? This can't be the mountain. The Bible says its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain shook violently. Sounds like an earthquake to me. Now, this is where God gave Israel the Ten Commandments. You ever heard of the Ten Commandments? This was the setting. You think God was trying to give them a message? We read those Ten Commandments today, and we kind of decide if they're 10 suggestions or are they really commandments. If you were at that scene, you would have known they are commandments. God is trying to teach you fear by the way he's coming, that he's not playing. He is not playing. Look, in this word, he is not playing. It's not. Don't think he is. He's not. He gave the Ten Commandments coming down like fire on a mountain with an earthquake, with a trumpet blown, and no one could see it was blown, and people were trembling and scared. And he said, "Now I'm going to tell you what I want. Thou shalt love the Lord your God. And you better do it in a hurry."
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives, and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now the Bible says in verse 18, "And when the people heard thunder and the loud blast of the trumpet, and when they saw the flashing of the lightning and the billowing of the smoke from the mountain, they stood at a distance trembling with fear, and they shouted to Moses, 'You speak to us and we'll listen, but don't let God speak directly to us or we will die.'" You see, the people experienced that day what it meant to have the fear of the Lord. Moses answered and said, "Don't be afraid." They said, "What? Don't be afraid? Why? Listen, for God has come this way to test you, and so that your fear of him will keep you from sinning." We need another mountain experience in the church where God comes like that to teach you, you better not sin. You better not be disobedient to God. See, the devil doesn't want you to fear God. He lies. He says there'll be no consequences for sin. God doesn't want you to sin. And the fear of the Lord will keep you from sinning. Proverbs 16 and 6 says, "By the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil." Come on, do it with us. Come on. Nobody sees. Oh, God is watching. I'm out of here. Peace. I'm out of here. God is watching us. How could you do this? The devil says God's word is not true. No punishment for your disobedience. He tried it in the Garden of Eden and it worked. Genesis chapter 2 and 16, God had warned Adam. Listen to what he said. He said, you can eat freely of all the fruit in the garden except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Listen to what God says. If you eat its fruit, and his voice may have changed.
If you eat its fruit, you will die.
He could have, I don't know. Well, so the devil came to Eve, and when Eve was tempted by the devil to eat the forbidden fruit, she told the serpent the same thing that God had said. But he said, God's a liar. You won't be judged. I mean, right there, the book of Genesis, you just get into a couple of pages and already you don't like the devil. He's calling God a liar. Genesis 3 and 3, God said, you must not eat or touch this tree. If you do, you'll die. The serpent replied to the woman, you won't die. See, God knows that your eyes will be open as soon as you eat it, and you will become like a god, the devil said. He said, there's no consequences for sin, for disobedience. And she listened, but the devil lied. That's what he does. He's a liar and the father of lies. And every time you hear something that contradicts this book, it's the devil talking to you because he's a liar. And the father, oh, we're just having a little debate here. We're expanding our minds. Look, you can have a different opinion about this book. No, you can be a liar and listen to the father of lies. Because what I believe lines up with everything this book says. Because the Bible says the word of God is truth. And the devil is a liar. Yeah, we can give God praise over that. The word of God is truth. It's truth. Now, the devil seeks to deceive people through false doctrines that contradict God's word. Especially about sin and judgment. Let me give you an example. Christian universalism is a school of Christian theology. I don't know why they call it Christian, but a school of Christian theology focused around the doctrine of universal reconciliation. It's the view that all human beings will ultimately be saved and restored into a right relationship with God. But that's not true. That's not what the Bible says. Matthew chapter 25 and 46 says, those who disobey God will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous will go into eternal life. 2 Thessalonians 1 and 9, it says, those who disobey God, they will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. God wants us to realize that we must reverence and fear him to maintain a proper relationship with him. You have to fear the Lord. In Exodus chapter 15 and 11, it says, who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? There's nobody out there doing that. Many ask, does God want us to be afraid of him? Well, listen, truth be told, the more you begin to understand the greatness and the glory of God, fear will just be a natural response. He's awesome. Moses was on the mountain in the presence of God. The Bible says he trembled with fear. This is found in Hebrews 12 and 21, the Bible says, so terrifying was the sight of God that Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid and I am trembling. His knees were having fellowship one with another. They were knocking so hard. Now, the political correct, they feel that our God should come alongside with all of the other religions of the world and be satisfied. Folks, our God is the only true and living God. I would say that our God is the only true and living God. What are you talking about? All religions, they all lead to God. What God? Not the true and living God, all religions, because God says you must obey me. You must do what I say. You can't have anybody else talking in your ear. You have to obey the word. You can't have any other traditions and do all these kinds of things that go along with what other people think and what they thought of. You have to obey this word. All religions don't lead to this word. Recently, it was said by somebody high in the religious realms, you see, all of these religions all lead to God, to the God I serve. It was not the God I serve. In Psalm 96 and 5, it says, the gods of the other nations are mere idols, but my God made the heavens and the earth. And honor and majesty surround him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Not every church and not every religion serve the true and the living God. Not every church is a real church. Verse 7 says, O nations of the world, recognize the Lord, recognize the Lord. He is glorious and strong, and give to the Lord the glory he deserves. Folks, listen, I've got to continue another week. God is the righteous judge, and all will stand before him to give an account. You better possess the fear of the Lord. You're going to stand before him. When you stand before him, that's not the time to say, oh, I get it. Oh, that message on the fear of the Lord. Revelation. Too late. The devil deceives people to think that they can get away with their wrongdoing. However, the Bible tells us that nobody will get away. You can't escape your sin. You will pay for your crimes against God and against others. Jesus Christ is the only way to forgiveness. If you don't come through him, guess what? You're not going to make it. You're going to be judged for your sins. You're going to be sent eventually into a lake of fire for all eternity. This is the time to possess the fear of the Lord, because that fear will help you depart from evil.
Thank you once again for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of today's message is Defeating the Devil with Fear of the Lord. This is part two. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Your word says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Help us, Lord, to recognize the good things that you're doing in our lives, regardless of the circumstances we face. Help us to always realize that it's not what it looks like. You've made us a promise that all things are working together for our good. We thank you for that. And help us, Lord, always to remember to obey you and to look to you in faith for every need. We bless your people today. Help them. Thank you for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.